Emily's Christmas by Emily. Hi, my name is Emily. I'm going to share how my family celebrates Christmas. I like Christmas because Santa gives me gifts. But I know it's really my mom. I celebrate Christmas in my house on the 25th of December. My mom and dad come when it's Christmas. We have a table full of food. I like to talk to my neighbors. Every year, my family gets a really tall Christmas tree. The tree is so tall I can't even see the top of it. It smells like flowers and pine needles. We do not put ornaments on the tree. Instead, we add cotton to the tree branches, so it looks like it's snowing. There's no star on top of our tree because it's too tall. We also have Christmas red and white stockings. The white part is fluffy. I like to wear the stockings. I also have a white Santa hat with a fluffy little ball on top. We also hang up a snowflake light that is clear. It is big as my palm. When you turn on the light, it looks like a real snowflake. We had a table full of food, included brown orange juicy pork ribs with cabbage soup. My grandma made zhujiao, which is a foot of a pig. It has too much fat, so that's why I don't like it. That zhujiao smells disgusting and tastes salty. It goes with soup, and we had a cake from Safeway. The cake has little chocolate sparkles all over it. It has too much cream, so that's why I don't like it. My favorite food is the orange, brown, juicy pork. My favorite part is opening my gifts for my neighbor. My neighbors, Paul and Cindy, are kind. They helped us to garden because she likes to garden too. And we make some noodles that go with soup. Paul is also helping us make the stairs steadier. Cindy has tiny little glasses, and Paul has big, big glasses with a string that goes around his head. Paul dresses up as Santa when he gives me gifts. "Who is it?" I asked. But then I shouted, "Paul." When he arrived, I opened the door for Paul. He says, "Santa forgot your gift at my house. Now I'm going to give it to you." I asked, "How do you know Santa won't give it to me?" Paul explained, "It has your name on it." He handed me the silver box and I didn't see my name. I unwrapped and saw a book called Paws. There are three people on the cover and many dogs. I was excited to read the book because I like dogs, cats, and animals. I felt great to have Paul and Cindy in my neighborhood. He needed to leave quickly to spend Christmas with Cindy. Christmas is special because I get to spend time with my neighbors, family, and give gifts. I look forward to Christmas because it's fun. I think this year's Christmas will be really fun.